With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting the text now that apparently it's widespread that people watch the CW show and think it's like, and watch it and condition their mind to think it's a spoof.
Yeah. You have to go into it that way. Otherwise, you can't go in saying, oh, I'm going to get some serious stuff here.
My friend no. Dr. Tony, he just texted me. He's like, the same way. I watch it for first 15 minutes for the calls, and I'm just lose my mind. Yeah. And it's hilarious.
You take it in small doses, though. You sit through the whole thing, you're going to think it's going to be surreal. You're going to be in another universe.
All right, let's get to the five.
Let's do that. A busy weekend and some questions that need to be answered.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown.
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it all?
Go ahead.
Number five.
All right, Daniel Sprung. Let's start there. He didn't find the ice essentially all of the third period and in overtime on Saturday. Is Mike Sullivan holding this guy back, or is he holding himself back?
Nobody finds the doghouse deeper and quicker than Daniel Sprung.
I mean, what are we, four games in?
Right. You remember that one year in baseball, Pedro Siriaco didn't play for like 17 straight games? He didn't even like pinch hit or get into game
late. No one knew if he was still alive.
Right. They didn't even know if he was still on a 25 man. He was just a guy. And then one time you saw him in the dugout in like Milwaukee, you were like, Jay's still on a team. I haven't seen him in like a month and a half. Whoa. That's going to. They're either going to do that with Daniel Sprung, or they've got to just like kind of make a move.
How about play the kid?
I agree.
Play the kid. I have no idea why he got one shift in the third period and nothing in overtime. It makes no sense to me why Sully has it out for this kid.
Number four.
19-14 loss for Pitt against Notre Dame. Pat Narduzzi, though, he just tried to disguise his third-string quarterback, Jeff George Jr., as the punter in the final 4 minutes, and the fake failed. Do you like the creative and aggressive play call there, or Narduzzi just lose his mind?
No, he outthought himself. It was silly. The whole Pitt staff, I thought that they had Notre Dame right where they wanted them, mm-hmm. and then clammed up. That is, if you're going to go for it, leave your offensive personnel on the field, go for it. Now, I understand that, you know, it wasn't a great day for Kenny Pickett, but he stands a better chance than Jeff George Jr. coming in cold, being 14 yards deeper, wearing a weird jersey. Wearing essentially two jerseys and out of a real crazy formation. If you're going to go for it, leave your offensive guys on the field and kind of use your top guns.
You
Don't
said
go with those
they
guys.
They outthought themselves. And look, when you come to the line and Notre Dame still got their defense out on the field, maybe call a timeout and bring everything back to the sideline and figure it out and just go for it. But look, that's one of those cases where you can't, after you've been conservative all day and it's worked, really, you can't get crazy there.
Number three.
Will there be and should there be punishment from the league on Vontaze Burfict for his hit to the head of Antonio Brown?
No, we're going to get heavy into this in the 8 o'clock hour. If it cost T.J. Watt $20,000 for what he did to Matt Ryan, it should cost Vontaze Burfict $3.5 billion for what he did to Antonio Brown. I mean, if that's the scale, though, if we're and I understand it's a quarterback and I understand it's different with quarterbacks, but it's a head versus a leg. And it's also open field versus where a guy is kind of in that pocket. And I there should be, but I don't know what to think because it's Vontaze Burfict and it's the league. And
more importantly, if they do anything, it won't matter. He'll do it again. Next time he's back out there and has a chance to do it, he'll do it again. He'll go after
and
someone.
And it wasn't, and we'll outline these in the 8 o'clock hour. It wasn't the only transgression yesterday by the guy.
No.
There's other things he did.
We'll get more into that at 8 o'clock.
Number two.
Okay, do you believe in your heart of hearts that Le'Veon Bell will report to the team this week?
No.
I don't either. I don't think we'll ever see him again as a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Wow. Both of you don't believe it.
No, I think he's done. He'll either be a washed-up rapper or, I don't know, a Miami Dolphins running back next year. He's not coming back to Pittsburgh.
I agree with that. I don't think we'll ever see him. And I think if he does come in, they'll make it really hard for him to do his job.
And I think they may be better off without him. How about that?
Whoa.
Was that the fifth question or the fourth?
No, this is it.
All right, one more.
Number one.
Are the Steelers back to what we expected them to be before the season? Are they back?
Are they back?
They got two more games to win, I think, before I say they're back to what we expected before the season.
I'll say that they're back whenever they do what they're supposed to do at home, 1 o'clock on a Sunday just before Halloween, and blow the doors off of Cleveland. And now they don't need to beat them by 35, but they need to beat them by 2.5 touchdowns. It can't be a close game.
Right.
I will declare the Pittsburgh Steelers back if they handle the Cleveland Browns at home like they should.
Handle Cleveland and then beat Baltimore, and I'll agree. I'll say yes, they are back to where we thought they were at the beginning of the season.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.